business.
Italian fashion. French invasion. Galling as it is, it makes sense for Italian brands to sell to big French firms.
A people of poets, artists, heroes, saints, thinkers, scientists, navigators, migrants. So runs the inscription topping the Palace of Italian Civilization, a fascist-era monument in Rome. Fashion stylists should now be added to the list that made Benito Mussolini's regime proud. Fendi, an Italian clothing and accessories brand controlled by Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, or LVMH, a French luxury goods group, said on July 17th that it will take over the long-empty fascist folly to use as a headquarters and a showcase for Made in Italy brands. It is the latest in a series of moves by LVMH to strengthen its grip on Italian luxury. In June, it bought control of Cova, a family-owned patissier with a coffee shop in Milan's fashion district that featured in Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms. And on July 8th, it paid €2 billion, that's $2.6 billion, for 80% of Loro Piana, a family-owned cashmere and fine woolens firm. 2 years ago, the French group bought Bulgari, a jeweller, having knitted Pucci, a maker of clothes and accessories, in 2000. Kering, a rival French luxury group, has not been idle. Gucci, a Florence-based fashion house it has controlled since 2001, bought Riccardo Ginori, a Florentine porcelain company, out of bankruptcy in May. Other foreign investors, notably Qatar's royal family and one of its state investment funds, have also been shopping for bargains among world-famous Italian brands. But Italians have been particularly touchy about French raiders coming across the Alps since 2011, when Lactalis, a French dairy company, succeeded in a hostile bid for control of Parmalat, an Italian rival that had earlier been hit by an accounting scandal. There was more transalpine tension last year when Lactalis got Parmalat to buy the French firm's American operations for a price some Italians thought too rich. Innocenzo Cipolletta, a former head of Marzotto, a clothing company, argues that Italian firms lack the financial muscle of the large French groups to consolidate Italy's mostly family-run luxury businesses. Fortunately, the French have so far taken good care of their Italian purchases. Even so, some Italians still dream of a national consolidator. Ferragamo, a Florence-based fashion house that floated on the stock market in 2011, has been mooted. Never say never, but it is hard to persuade family firms to get together, sighs Ferruccio Ferragamo, chairman and son of the founder.